Welcome to SaaS Blast, Accelerating Your Financial Journey, where we take intentional and strategic actions to expedite your progress toward achieving financial goals. I'm your host, Carla McRae, and today we're going to chat about the pros and cons of outsourcing fractional CFO and controller services for SaaS companies. Whether you're a startup founder, a finance enthusiast, or just curious about SaaS, you're in the right place. Now, we've previously talked about 90% of SaaS businesses not reaching their anticipated success markers or producing any significant income, or in better words, they fail. And more than 70% of these companies have fewer than 50 employees. And since this is what we do full-time for our clients, I figured it'd just be good to discuss the pros and cons of a fractional model. So let's start with the pros. The primary benefit here is really cost. SaaS organizations, especially startups, may not have the resources to hire a full-time, in-house CFO or controller. And a fractional approach allows them high-level financial expertise without the hefty salary and benefits. So I want to take a minute to break that down a little bit. It's not uncommon to pay double or triple the salary of a full-time employee compared to a fractional approach. And you also got to estimate about 30% comprehensive benefit package there. So health insurance, life insurance, retirement plan, education reimbursement, PTO, bonuses, et cetera, right? Also, you can't forget the payroll taxes. There's an employer portion that you're going to cover, Social Security and Medicare, federal unemployment, or state unemployment. And don't forget equipment, laptops, cell phones. You might have additional working space or desk space, which could potentially increase your rent and related utilities. And then there's recruiting costs that you got to consider. So per the Society of Human Resource Management, or SHRM, it's about $4,100 on average to hire an employee, and it's about a 42-day window. And then additionally, you're going to have continuing education expenses for these professionals to maintain professional certifications. So if we think about $150,000 CFO with that 30% benefit package, maybe a 10% bonus, you're going to have about $13,000 of payroll taxes. And then layer in the equipment cost to hire continuing ed that I just mentioned, that $150,000 CFO is now closer to $230,000 a year. Back it up to a controller position, a little less strategy, but still oversight and control, $100,000 salary, about $9,000 payroll taxes. You're looking at closer to $156,000 for a controller position. So depending on the size and the complexity of the company, if you take a fractional approach or part-time focused strategy that really hones into the review and the accuracy of the financial reporting behind a bookkeeper and accountant, you can usually pick up these services and market around $3,500 a month. Obviously can go up a little bit more depending on the complexity, like I just mentioned. But if you're just looking for bookkeeping support, you can find substantially cheaper options. They just usually really don't align with the strategy component and growth component of a company. Now let's look at a second pro, access to specialized expertise. If you hire a full-time employee, you might only have access to a local talent pool. Now, this has obviously shifted a little bit over the last couple years when there's been a more openness to a remote work environment, but you're usually leading into some sort of compromise in your job description or with the individual that you're hiring. So if you take a fractional support approach, you can usually access talent in other areas and highly specialized talent. For example, a CFO with experience in the SaaS industry, one that understands churn, CAC, accessing capital, commission calcs, etc. Let's talk about a third pro, quality control. 80% of embezzlement cases occur at a small business level, and that's really aligned with a SaaS company, where most SaaS companies have less than 50 employees. So typically because there's a small accounting team of 1 to 2 individuals. When you have one person controlling your entire accounting practice, it significantly increases your risk for fraud. With a fractional support approach, you're usually working with a firm, or in some cases, an individual whose reputation relies on their ability to properly and honestly serve their clients. Firms typically have separation of duties, multiple levels of review. It's not uncommon even to have multiple departments with different expertise. And they'll work in tandem with your in-house accounting staff to provide additional support, not be your only support. Now, I can't just talk about the pros. I've got to talk about the cons a little bit also. So the first con we probably got to talk about is the company culture and how it can be affected. It's not uncommon when you bring in factional support, you might upset employees as they might feel like they're going to be replaced. You might confuse people who don't understand why you're taking an outsourcing or fractional approach with particular tasks. And it might create a challenge to the daily workflow of the company. Now, a positive work culture leads to the highest level of productivity, so you don't want to do anything to jeopardize this. A second con might be a challenging communication approach. You won't often have direct full-time access to the individual. You can't get up out of your chair, walk next door into their office, and sit down and have just a conversation or request something from the individual. Your leadership styles might be a little bit different. You might lack clear expectations or have insufficient communication channels. And then a third con might just be the general lack of control. Someone supporting you in a fractional role may be hosting applicable documents, providing some software, systems, or even processes that you might not have direct access to. They might also be making decisions without your founder knowledge. And this particular lack of control con is usually not great for a micromanagement type of personality. The good thing, though, about the cons is that most of them can be mitigated by just really aligning your core values. Really think about what's important to you as a founder, as a leader, and as your growth strategy occurs, and finding the individual that fits that particular pattern. So really discussing each con, clearly setting the expectations, and having good communication with that individual or that organization. So is fractional really the way to go? And the answer truly is it depends. While fractional support can be cost-effective, it's not always a one-size-fits-all solution. So you've really got to be able to lean into letting go of your ego and asking for help, really being open to collaborating with highly experienced and reputable fractional support individuals or teams, and integrating those members directly into your organization and strategy, right? It's only going to work if you're open with your communication and talking about where you're going and what's happening. And then really being able to release that, I call it perceived control, so that you can focus on what you do best, which is really working on your business and not just in it. So I hope this gives you a little insight into the option of accessing fractional professionals to support your growth. Obviously, if you have any questions, you feel free to reach out to us. You can find us at saasblastjourney.com. That's S-A-A-S, blastjourney.com. And continue to join us as we accelerate your financial journey together.